Almost every one of my patients is here because of water-related diseases that were nowhere near as much of a problem before, said Shivapada Mandol. The circumstances are verging on dangerous. On a stretcher outside his office, a skeletally thin old man retched loudly. The man's daughter tried to push more fluids into him. Finally, as if to illustrate the impossibility of living in the new Sundarbans, several dozen families pulled up stakes in April and moved to Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh. No longer were they able to make much of a living off the land. They opted to join the 1 to 1.5 million other villagers from southern coastal communities who've already relocated to the overloaded city, according to Antique Rahman, director of the Bangladesh Center for Advanced Studies. The World Bank suggests that by 2050, more than 13 million Bangladeshis, including most of those on the margins of the Sundarbans, might migrate because of climate-related causes. The forecast in West Bengal is similarly alarming. Despite the challenges, some people here remain guardedly optimistic about the future. The governments on both sides of the border have gotten a grip on the worst of the mangrove cutting, heavily punishing offenders, and they've learned from past natural disasters. By building more cyclone shelters and deploying up to 150,000 volunteers just before major storms strike, Bangladeshi officials have drastically cut death tolls. Even in the poorest parts of the Sundarbans, villagers have displayed an impressive capacity for adaptation. As salinity surges, they've abandoned rice farming in favor of shrimping.